Bueno, pues Manifesta 8 está ya abierta al público y esta Bienal Europea del Arte Contemporáneo.
Da Murcia e Cartagena, lo speciale di Radio Papesse. Manifesta 8.
My name is Ralf Hohmann, I'm an artist, I studied sculpture, but I always work with various media, especially with radio. So I added radio to my sculptures or installations or sound pieces to my installations. And also I work in the media institutions, especially in the radio networks. That's part of my artwork. The piece for Murcia is called Pink and Yellow, the wedding piece. The wedding piece, it's about weddings. And pink and yellow is, yeah, it's a kind of gesture to a special kind of press, which is called in English the yellow press. It's called in Spanish presa rosa, or pink press. And in some other countries, for example in Germany, it's called the green press. But nowadays, after the founding of the Green Party, it's also changed to yellow press. But it's green, it's yellow, it's pink, it's always not a serious journalism. About, you know, nobles, about stars, and so on. And I'm really interested in such kind of journalism because it is journalism. Well, the point is that my piece is dealing with weddings, and weddings are regularly in a context of the yellow press. The zero press is not interested in weddings. It's too female, it's too everyday life, it's not politics, it's not high culture. So I think a wedding piece is more on the side of the yellow press, Pressa Rossa, Pink Press, or how you do call these magazines. If we talk about sculpture, or when we talk about sculpture, we always talk about a space, three dimensions. And also when we talk about sound, we talk about space. When we talk about images, we do not talk about space. The space has three dimensions, and the sound is also is happening in a space. So, for example, you can move around during you are listening to radio, for example. You can drive a car, you can ironing, you can cooking, you can move forward and back. And this is the same situation of reception of a sculpture. So for me, sound, or especially radio, is directly linked to the ideas of sculpture, or to the theory of sculpture. And for example, this theory of cinema is definitely not happen in a real space. You can't move around in a cinema. You are nailed on a chair. This is part of the game. This is part of the situation. It's not allowed to be noisy. It's not allowed to drink beer nowadays. Not to smoke, of course. But especially you are fixed in a seat to watch the movie. So for me, the movie is not really linked to sculpture. No sculpture will fix you on a special place. So that's my theoretical context. I use radio or sound as a sculptor. Okay? Nowadays, a lot of people watch to an image. They see a painting, they stand in front, and they have a special kind of reading an image, a painting, an oil painting, for example, oil on canvas. Your body has a special relationship to this canvas. But if you look in a more everyday life situation, or in former times, the galleries in the big palace of the nobles walk along the paintings. They never look to a painting. They pass by. And nowadays you pass by radio, for example. Sometimes you pass by television. Okay, these are points I'm really interested in. And I deal with my radio pieces always to have in my mind that the people are moving around. They are not I'm not interested in a listener who is the real high culture radio listener who has a bottle of red wine in front and a cigar in a dark room in a chair and listening to a radio program. This is shit. It's never happened. Probably the guys will exist, or I don't know. Okay, that's not my point. This is one part of my theory, that radio is always made for a moving situation. And the second point is that I think radio has always a picture. Sound pieces has not always a picture, but a radio piece, a radio art piece, has always an image. The image is, for example, your kitchen. The image is a window. You look out and see the children playing, or see trees, or see another house in front of your house. But you have always this visuals in a radio piece, because it's not... It's not usual to use radio, it's not regular to use radio, like, for example, in a concert hall where you have a sound piece in a dark room or with a light show. You have always a daily, everyday life situation and everyday life visuals around the sound piece. So also when I make a radio piece, I always think about this situation, about the visuals the listeners will have probably. And the point is, it's the same like sculpture. Every sculpture has a background. Yeah, it's okay, in a museum you have a white cube. But if you have a sculpture in the public space, in the public sphere, it has always a background. The background is the architecture, the background is the place, are trees, are children, are people who are out to hang out or for shopping and so on. So you have always kind of a background which is not determined by the artist. One important point is always related to the medium, radio, what is radio creating, which space. A private space, a public space, a public-private space. It's interesting, the relation between this kind of public and the kind of private in a radio is very interesting. It's very private. A car is very private in Europe, and it's a kind of it's a room of your flat. Yeah? It's a kind of a balcony. There is another point. The other point is that radio art is not necessarily sound art. I can imagine radio art without any sounds. For example, it's not here, not my piece here for Manifesto, but for example, Gregory Green with his radio studio. Great radio art piece, I think, but there's no sound. I think this is a very important point, and it leads directly to the questions of discourses we are faced. In art, we have an art discourse. We have probably art world discourse. We have a discourse on philosophy, for example, on politics, maybe, I don't know. It's one discourse. It's a discourse you can call it visual arts. So visual, why visual? A lot of art pieces nowadays have sound. Not sound art, but they are loud. And of course, a lot of videos in art exhibitions, in exhibitions for visual arts, have sound, of course, no? A soundtrack. Point is that when we talk about radio, we have primarily two discourses on our shoulders. The first one is the discourse about media and about journalism and about communication. So that means nowadays we have a discourse about marketing, because the most radio and television communication is marketing. Marketing for a product, marketing for probably politics, marketing for your prime minister, marketing, and it's marketing. So the marketing department decide what's in the media. So this is not a real discourse about journalism, about news, about truth, and so on. And the second point, and this is related to art, is that we have a discourse about music when we talk about radio. And music theory is a very, very conservative thing. It's so conservative that the best way is to put it in a trash can and throw it in the river. Because you can make a test. When you read about music theory, you have in the second chapter, that's my bet, in the second chapter you have a sentence about the God and the relations to God and the mystic of the sound and the soul, and you know, and the conductor of an orchestra, he has a direct link to the sphere about, and so, no? To the metaspheric, because music and the soul, yeah? And this is shit, this is religious shit. And this is the idea of radio art. And the conservative idea of radio art is that idea that there is something with your soul. The ear is directly linked to some, I don't know, ghosts. Yeah? Ghosts and souls. And this is, I mean, that's stupid. Nobody will talk about a movie in such a kind that the director of a movie has a special relationship to God. Yeah? Or to some spirits, I don't know. If you want to talk really about radio art, you must throw all the idea of music theory, this conservative idea of music theory, of this century-old idea of European music or probably Asian music. And, you know, also Cage, John Cage, he has some ideas with Zen Buddhism. So they're always a bit esoteric, yeah? So we should throw that away, pack it in a bottle, throw it in the sea, and rethink the idea of radio art and rethink the idea of radio more in the context of visual art. That's my point. Yeah. In my story, the use of the voices is important, yeah, also the music. We composed is important because my piece here consists of two languages. That is the undertitle of my piece, Pink and Yellow, the wedding piece, is no voiceover. Regular in radio, you have always, when you have a foreign language like Spanish, then you make a voiceover in, you dub it immediately. So you can't listen to the original voice, probably 4 or 5 seconds, and then the overvoice will come. And I changed this idea and said, okay, each language stands alone. 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes English, then 2 minutes or 1.5 Spanish. And that give you the chance that you can listen to the voice, you can listen to the music. Because if you are not so well trained in Spanish like me, then I hear more the sound of the voice. I can listen to the words, to the sound of the words. Probably there are some viruses in. And you can also listen to the compositions of we made for this piece. All the music is specially composed for this piece. And this is a kind of a second narrative layout. You have a second layer. I changed the idea of voiceover, that each voice is for its own. That gives the listeners who are able to understand Spanish and English, they have the chance to listen to both, of course, and they can also probably recognize some differences in translation, because sometimes you have a different idiomatic, sometimes you have different style to explain something.
Cuando los Beatles se reunieron en Abbey Road para grabar su nuevo álbum Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band en el otoño de 1966, el Festival de Cine de Venecia premiaba a la película de Gillo Pontecorvo.
The Venice Film Festival awarded Gillo Pontecorvo's movie The Battle of Algiers with the Golden Lion. When some months later, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band hit its first golden record, The Battle of Algiers was still banned in France, and the French Republic had withdrawn its ambassador to Italy because of the Venetian Award. Prior to public release of the film in the United States and in Great Britain,
en las que se lanzaban bombas incendiarias contra los franceses. Pero tanto la tortura francesa como los bombardeos argelinos, o la huelga general en Casba, o la boda misma, se presentan en la película La Batalla de Argel como un acto de guerra.
I'm more interested in the idea that listeners, for example, here in an art exhibition, an art show, international art show, are more understanding English. And then if I change from English to Spanish, from these two layers, then the listeners get the chance to listen really to the voices, to the words. Maybe there's a virus in, huh? Like Boris. And they can also listen especially to the composition.
Es hora de identificarse. No station, no nation. Pero sí, rosa y amarillo, la pieza nupcial. Esto es un programa de radio. Lo que significa que puedes caminar, conducir o cocinar o planchar mientras lo oyes. La radio es un espacio interesante. También puede ser un salón de baile para una boda.
Because there's always music, and not always, but 90% of the words of the voices are there is music in the background, special compositions of music in the background. The semantic is also a cage. Now, if you are in this cage of semantic, in the cage of meaning, then it's not so easy to listen to the narration of the music. So, but in the Spanish part, you can better catch the ideas of the music, and otherwise around. No, the other way around. If you are Spanish audience and you have this English part, then it's easier to you to listen to the compositions behind the words, and also to the words, of course, to the sound of the words.
Or you might also be cooking or ironing while you're listening. Radio is an interesting space. It could also be a dance hall for your wedding.
Esto es radio. La radio es un medio de baile. No me enfadaré si la apagas. Seguramente tienes cosas más importantes que hacer. Por favor, escucha el sonido o el ruido que hay detrás de la radio. Está más allá del botón de desconexión.
Of course, I'm an artist and I'm interested in changing the medium. Otherwise, I use classical narration, basic rules, for example, about the rotation, about the timeline. Okay, this piece is made for the early evening. You can also broadcast it in the late evening. Radio art is often in the late evening, 10, 11 p.m., around midnight, nobody will listen. So, but this piece is not made for the prime time in the morning. It's 15, 20 minutes each episode, so it's too long for the prime time. This piece is not made for the radio prime time in the morning. It's more made for the late afternoon, or it's also a prime time, late afternoon, or early evening. So, of course, I accepted this experiences you have as a radio maker, which formats are interested for which daytime or nighttime. I use very different to classical Spanish radio, a different use of music, a different use of compositions, also a different use of these voices and translations, and also I have some other funny things. For example, you know, this is a series, so each episode have this kind of previously in, yeah? This ramp where I talk about what was going on in the last episodes, but I lie a bit. So I talk about what was going on in the last episode, but it was never in the last episode. We are in now, we are current, no? But I say, oh, we were in the last episode, I talked to you, blah, 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 but it was never in the last episode. So I use this idea of, you know, this media format of episodes, of series, and use this kind of format and change it completely in some small things, more for my fun and for the fun of a listener. as a serious proposal.
This is radio. Radio is a dancing medium. And I won't be angry if you turn off. Probably you have a bigger fish to fry. Please, listen to the sound or noise behind your radio. It's beyond your off button.